Hey everybody, it's Wednesday, I think.
Yeah, it's Wednesday, I think.
I don't know what the hell day it is. All right, so the movie we're going to be talking about today is kind of an interesting one. I came across this one when I just did a search on Tubi for 2020 horror, and I was like, ooh, an old-fashioned British ghost story. That's my jam. So I decided to go ahead and watch it last night, and you know what? It was pretty good. Although I noticed that on IMDb, it has like wildly divergent reviews. Like some people are just like, this is, actual trash, and like talking about how like shitty the acting was and stuff like
Nah,
that.
they're full of shit. It's
Which
not
I
that
didn't
bad.
really, yeah, it's like, okay, so the thing about it,
I don't think they understand. I don't think they understand the genre. This is
the
British horror. I mean, it's going all the way back to like Hammer and the 70s, you know what I mean? With like, the fucking the Legacy and I mean, it's a movie like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they expected. It's an updated version of that.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what I'm saying.
Ghost Watch. I loved Ghost Watch, actually. We should actually review that one of these
All right.
days. I don't think you've ever seen it
Now, and
either.
get back to your spiel now.
I don't even
You don't remember
remember.
where you were.
No, of
You don't even
course.
remember where you were. Okay.
Because you always like interrupting.
Okay, that's how it goes. That's part of the show, though. If I don't fucking interrupt, though, I'll never get to say anything.
I don't know if that's the
Yeah, I'll
case.
never get to say
I
anything.
don't think that's the case.
Okay, go ahead.
But apparently this movie, okay, so it was written, produced, and directed by this guy named Charlie Steeds. Now, I never heard of this guy before, but apparently he's kind of well known in the indie, cheapy, like, low budget horror scene. And normally he makes stuff that's like real. I mean, because I looked at his IMDb page and like some of the stuff I was just kind of like, oh, he makes like real cheapy shit, like, Vampire Virus, Cannibal Farm, that kind of stuff. So this would seem a little bit of a departure for him, I guess. But the thing about it is that this movie does not seem cheap in the slightest. I mean, the cinematography, the location shots, everything like that, it seemed like a really nice really nice production value, I thought. It doesn't look all that cheap to me.
I ain't saying nothing.
I didn't,
I ain't saying nothing.
Well, you can say
Oh, I'm gonna
things.
say
You
okay.
can say things.
Okay.
I just said you always tend to like interrupt me like in the middle of a sentence. That's why I think it's dumb that you say it's like, oh, you never get to say anything. Because it's like I all the time like stop so you can talk. The reason I get mad is because you interrupt me in the middle of shit.
I thought the movie was good.
I did as
I don't
well.
know what the fuck they're talking about.
I don't know either,
I think it's
really.
pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, basically, I looked up because apparently they shot this in like a real country house in England. Obviously, they didn't have enough money to like build a
Location was
set.
cool. Location was
Yeah,
cool.
and I looked on IMDb
Yeah.
and apparently somebody said it was like some country house in Warwickshire, like one of
Yeah.
those, landed gentry couples that own
House
this
had a
house.
fucking chapel.
It did.
House had a fucking chapel on the grounds, looking like a fucking full-fledged fucking
You know
church.
you're winning when your
Yeah,
house
we.
has a has your own
Yeah,
chapel in it. Like, and it was like full size, like
yeah,
with pews and
full-size church on
everything.
your damn house.
I mean, it looked like it was an old house, obviously. Like,
Yeah.
it didn't look like it had been updated, is what I'm saying.
The
I don't
rooms
know.
were kind of small. Did you notice that though?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, the
But it
rooms
was
in
a
it.
giant,
It's a
giant
giant house
house.
with a bunch of little
Holy
tiny rooms in
crap.
it.
Yeah.
Looked like.
Needed some new wallpaper, just
Yeah.
gonna say. But yeah, so this movie, in case we didn't mention it, was called An English Haunting. So I watched the trailer and I'm like, ooh, that looks like some Woman in Black, 70s throwback kind of shit. It's like, I'm into that. So I watched it. So basically the story is there's this, I didn't realize this when I was watching it, I guess, but I don't know if that just means I'm dumb or what. But apparently this was supposed to be set in the 60s and 70s, hence why nobody had cell phones, why all the cars were older, all that kind of stuff. I guess that didn't really occur to me. I was just kind of like, oh, it's
Yeah,
just like.
I couldn't tell. I thought it was an homage flick because
Yeah, I did too.
they come up to the English manor, and they're fucking driving in one of those. It's like a Rolls. It's an old Rolls. I think it was a Rolls, wasn't it? Or was it a
I think
Bentley?
it, or yeah, I can just.
It's just an old retro British
Yeah.
car. You know how they were. Fucking British made cool cars. They were cool looking. You
Well,
open the
yeah.
hood and you went like, what the fuck? But you know what I mean? Where's the engine?
It hasn't got one. It
Where's
runs
the
on English magic.
what the hell? You know what I mean? But they were cool looking. British know how a car, the British knew how a car should look.
They're stylish as
Yeah.
fuck, man. They're
But then they
stylish
put
as
those
fuck.
fucking Lucas Electrics in there and fucking nothing worked. None of the switches worked. Wires would start fucking crumbling under
But
the
you
heat.
looked cool doing it, and that's
Yeah.
what's really important, I feel like.
They were cute little cars made out of nothing. That's what they bought. That's what they were.
They were, yeah.
They knew how a car should look.
Yeah.
You know.
So, yeah. So the story behind this one is that I guess it's sometime in the 60s and 70s. It doesn't really matter. And you get like a mom named Margot and her son, who's probably in his 20s, I guess he looks like, but college age,
yeah.
named Blake. And they have been summoned to this old country house, which apparently belonged to their grandfather, whose name is Aubrey. They get called there by Mrs. Clark, who I guess, or Miss Clark, who I guess is the housekeeper, nurse, something or other. And she's basically like, well, your grandfather is like gone into a comatose state. It's like he's, you know, he's not long for this world. And like the nurse that we had before, she left. And so we need somebody here to take care of him, like until, you know, he pops his clogs, as they say in the UK. So the funny thing about it is that there's a very weird... So I guess there's like some family history here, which they don't go super into, but it's mostly by implication because the mom, Margot, who is this hilarious, like really bitter drunk, and I kind of love her. She is basically standing in front of her, you know, her dad's bed, and he's laying there with his mouth hanging open. And he's got long hair looking like Mick Garris, by the way, of Christopher Lee. With the fucking oxygen on and everything. And she's basically there smoking, like drinking a glass of wine, being like, man, can't wait till he croaks. You know what I mean? Just basically is what she's saying. And, you know, her son is kind of like, why are you so mean, Mom? Goddamn.
Hold on. The guys in there asking, the British guys are asking about the car. That car was not a Citroën, as far as I could tell. It looked like a big Morgan or a big MGA. You know, or a Rolls or something. It had
I thought it was a Rolls, but I'm not sure.
Swooped fenders and fucking had, you know, like, what do you call them? Fucking boards going along the side. You could stand on it. It was white.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was some kind of a Rolls or some kind of a Bentley, something like that. It's like a luxury car, something your driver would drive you around with, you know.
Which they had. Yeah. And the driver of the car looked eerily like Ray Bradbury.
Yeah. And the church was not in the house. It was on the grounds.
It was on the grounds. It wasn't in the actual church. Yeah. It was a greenhouse and there was some other shit.
Out in the back, off to the side, was a full-size fucking church. It looked like a damn cathedral in the inside of it. High roof and everything.
Yeah.
It looked, you know, super fancy. Probably seat about 100 people, maybe. Maybe not that many. Probably more like 60. Probably seat about 60 people. Had pews and everything. Yeah, it was nice.
It was.
It was old, though. You could tell, you know.
Well, yeah.
It wasn't a modern structure. It was Victorian, probably.
Yeah.
I would think. The rooms in the house were kind of small, the ones that they showed.
Yeah, and like I said, they looked kind of crappy, like in the sense that no one had painted them or replaced any wallpaper in the bedrooms and stuff.
It looked like the house had kind of been abandoned for a while.
Yeah. So
might have been on the market, and they just were able to rent it and make a movie.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Because if you know, I don't know a great deal about this director, but apparently he makes like pretty like low budget stuff. So for him to have made a movie in this environment, probably wouldn't have been too expensive.
It reminded me of a classic 70s British horror movie. That was the tone. That was the way it looked. It reminded me a lot of like The Legacy. What else is another movie that this reminded you of visually?
Like I said, it gave me kind of a Woman in Black vibe.
Yeah.
Thematically, it reminded me of Hereditary, even though it's not...
It had elements of like Hereditary.
It had elements of that story. It didn't really like look like it.
It's like they were trying... It looks like the director was trying to take that vintage 70s kind of late 60s, 70s British horror movie and he tried to update it with some like Heredity stuff. It worked.
Yeah.
It worked, I thought.
Yeah. And if any of you guys have seen any like movies that were based on like Dennis Wheatley novels, they kind of gave me that kind of vibe too. Like The Devil Rides Out, that kind of stuff.
There's some homages, you know what I mean? Like one of the women in there kind of reminded us of Carrie's mom from Carrie.
Yeah, at one stage she kind of had that frizzy hair and she was like...
Kind of dressed like that.
then, that can't have been an accident.
No, I don't think so. And creepy shit in there, you know what I mean? Like, it kind of reminded me of certain like horror video games like Fatal Frame, where you're going along and you're finding films and recordings and tapes of somebody who was doing weird shit in the past. And you've got a lot of gruesome stuff on the tapes. You're not really sure exactly what the context is. It was kind of neat, you know?
Yeah, it was kind of like that. So basically, like the mom and the son... are in this house with the grandpa up in the attic, who is ostensibly dying. And also there's like some creepy shit happening too, which seems like some ghost action, like, yeah. you know, a little toy train, like doors opening. Blake's having like really creepy nightmares. Seeing somebody with like a face that looks kind of like the doctor from House by the Cemetery, like some other shit like that going on. And as he continues the investigation, they kind of figure out like what the secret of the house is and like what the grandpa was up to. And, you know, what's and like I said, it's not really a spoiler alert, but it is like sort of a Hereditary type of direction that it goes in. But yeah, it's like it's really weird because I actually had a great time with this movie because, like I said, haunted house movies, like old English ghost story stuff, I love that kind of shit. So, you know, I give movies like that and stories like that a lot of leeway because I really like that genre, that subgenre. So I think it's really strange how there were some people on IMDb that were just like giving it 1 star, half a star, being like talking about how awful it was. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I can see how, like, the acting was a little bit, it wasn't bad, but it was, like, just shaded on the side of campy a little bit, like, a little overripe, but that kind of suited the tone of it, though, so I didn't really mind it all that much. It was just kind of, like, all of a piece of those kind of, like, throwback type of movies from that time period, so it didn't really bother me. It wasn't really, I don't know, it wasn't distracting or anything like that.
They're asking me about the car again. Yeah, the car had running boards. The car had big swoopy front fenders and running boards. You could stand on it, you know, as it went. Or at least, it, you know, they made it look like you could. I think it was some kind of a Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
They didn't really show the hood ornament or any of the tags.
Yeah, know. It was just kind of like pulling up in front of that right. big old gravel
It might have been a replica.
Driveway.
It might have been a replica driveway. For all I know. I don't know.
I wonder how much it costs to rent those nowadays, like for a movie.
Probably not much. I heard that a lot of those real old luxury cars aren't really worth much. Nobody, the rich people don't want them. Too old.
Well, they're too old they're and too maybe old. Too ostentatious. They don't yeah. want people knowing.
Well, have you ever seen inside one of those cars, though? You can go on YouTube and you know, guys buy them.
Yeah.
And you look inside and it's just kind of like stale interiors and you're like, oh, man, because you don't realize how much shit has changed over the years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're just kind of crappy looking.
Well, I mean, if you have a shit ton of money, you know, it seems like it would behoove you to like buy something that has all the like bells and whistles on it.
Yeah, but the bells and whistles were maybe like a cigarette lighter.
That's what I mean.
And you know, and you
which I mean by which I mean something new.
Yeah, exactly. If you have money, you're going to get the brand new Rolls. You know, fucking, you know, they have $500,000 car.
Yeah, you would know? Think. And I mean, unless you just like collect them and like to look at it.
Yeah, and evidently there's not a big market for the old ones. Like, you know, guys have collections of them. They just sit there. They have a hard time moving them in this country.
Yeah, I can see that.
And they don't really have any, like, powered features. Like, no powered windows and the AC isn't that good.
Yeah, I remember back in the old days.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Yeah.
And then, like, one guy was driving one around. He's like, man, this thing feels like shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They didn't have power steering or anything, did they?
I don't think so. And, so it was you know, like, yeah, and the brakes weren't very good, and you couldn't really go fast on the thing, and it fucking, you know what I mean? It just, the ride was terrible. By today's standards, you know, the Ford Taurus would ride a lot better.
Yeah, you which know? Is really funny to think
it's
about.
It's funny to think about it, but yeah, a little Ford Focus.
Like now, yeah, now like even shitty little cars that aren't even that expensive.
She had this fucking, what was that thing, a Toyota?
It was a Honda Fit.
A Honda Fit.
It was a 2013?
Yeah,
it was a
2013. Fucker, I couldn't believe it, man. I was coming out of my Mustang. I had to fucking divorce duels and shit. That thing was like driving a fucking bomber.
It was.
Yeah. Felt like it was real low to the ground. I get in her car and I was like laughing. I was scoffing at that thing. Took it out on the freeway. Wasn't watching the fucking speed. I was going 120 miles an hour in that thing. Didn't even know.
Yeah, I used to do that all the time.
Fuck, this thing's flying. That
because
thing
it doesn't
fast.
Weigh anything.
Doesn't weigh anything.
It's like, so, and you're just, I've done that many, many times.
Yeah.
And like I said,
you don't
that
feel
car,
anything. You feel like you're going slow. I tried to keep up with you one time. You were outrunning me.
And I wasn't even paying attention. And I was like going like.
I sold the Mustang. I sold the Mustang. I realized
I sold my Fit too. Actually,
Mustang was just made you feel like you were going fast, but actually,
but
comparison to modern car was like driving a truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Worse.
I mean, I liked that little Fit, but you know, it was a nice little car. But yeah, that's the thing that bothered me about it. Like I said, it's very light, So not only could you go super fast without realizing it if you weren't looking at your speedometer, but also when you went over an overpass and it was on a windy day, it felt like it was going to blow off the side of the overpass. It would be like, whoa.
It didn't weigh anything. And it was big on the inside. It was like a big hollow box.
Yeah.
Like a big hollow cardboard
It looked
box.
Really small, like from the outside. Because even when I went to the lot, like to buy it, you know, we were like, wow, that's kind of dinky. But then like when I got in there, I was like, woo, look at all this. Like bigger on the, it was like a TARDIS.
It was like the TARDIS. It was bigger on the inside than the outside. Doctor Who showing up. The doctor.
That's what I mean.
Tom Baker riding with you.
As with his scarf flying out the
window. Yeah, you want a jelly baby?
No, you can have that.
I don't know what they taste like.
Unless it's, well, it's like a jelly bean.
Oh, it's jelly bean? Okay.
Yeah, they're jelly beans. That's just what they call them. Unless it's the popcorn flavor one. I know a lot of people don't like the popcorn flavor ones, you know, but those, I like those. But yeah, so, the fucking gap, the fucking, got some dead air there. Yeah, so, anyway, like I said, if you like old school English horror movies, like ghost stories, haunted houses, like old creepy mansions, old creepy dudes, you know, family secrets, all kind of shit going to like creepy wine cellars, all that kind of crap. I feel like you would probably dig this. I had a good time with it. Like I said, it's not the best movie ever. It's not, you know, it wasn't as good as like, you know, The Woman in Black or something like that, or some of the ones from the 70s, but it was a perfectly entertaining entry into that genre. And, you know, kind of a throwback to the 70s. It was kind of cool.
In some weird way, I might put it up there with kind of like Lair of the White Worm, maybe.
It was a lot less weird than Lair of the White Worm. Yeah. I had forgotten, because we reviewed that a couple months ago. I had forgotten how weird that movie was.
Well, when,
well, it was Ken Russell,
when
you know.
When he was showing, you know, what they were doing on the old fucking film, it was kind of eerie. I thought it was kind of eerie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't as good as The White Worm, I guess. The White Worm fucking, you know what I mean? It was a little more bizarre.
Yeah. And that's not even Ken Russell's weirdest movie, like, by a long shot.
But it was good, you know? It's just, I'd probably put it up there with, like, The Legacy.
Yeah, it reminded me of that kind of thing, where there was, like, a lot of, you know, creeping around in this house, and they're, like, investigating, like, you know, secret rooms and all that kind of shit, and, like, you know, the old tape and like with a creepy voice on it and seeing stuff out in the fucking yard and shit like that.
The Changeling, maybe. Kind of like The Changeling.
Yeah.
George C. Scott.
Which we also reviewed.
Yeah.
Which, you know, this wasn't as good as that, but yeah.
Changeling's kind of a masterpiece in a certain way.
It is, yeah, definitely.
But kind of reminded me tonally of that. It was kind of like, I don't know, I'm just going to go back to The Legacy or maybe like The Evil.
Yeah.
Like that. With some updated stuff from like Heredity in it.
Yeah.
Like a black mat, like a fucking satanic fucking ritual magic, you know, and witches and shit, that kind of spin on it. And a little bit like a mystery and a ghost story all at once, you know, but it's definitely British.
It is very British.
It had that British fucking style to it. So I think I don't give a shit. If they said they didn't like it and that the movie was trash and everything. No, it's not trash.
No,
not
I've trash. Seen. I've seen.
I think it's pretty good.
I thought it was pretty good too. Yeah, like I said, and good. I like that genre. I know I'm kind of forgiving. Yeah. I think some people said it's like, oh, the characters weren't that likable. Like particularly the mom. I was like, are you crazy? I loved the mom. She was fucking awesome. Because she was just a bitter, horrible old bat that drank all the time, and she was just like always talking about how much everything sucked. She was awesome.
Could be that they were kind of wanting a more of American tone where it's like comedy horror, you know, like I like that too.
Yeah.
And if you were expecting that, then no. This is more like along the lines of like Heredity and fucking Midsommar maybe, and mixed with a fucking ghost, a British ghost story, like something out of Hammer, you know, or 70s ghost story, you know. But I thought it was effective. I think he captured the genre.
And the cinematography was very nice too. I thought, like, especially like the opening shots. Oh, the score was also really good.
Yeah,
like it had a very, what is the word I'm looking for? Like the score sounded like a very. It sounds weird to say like a professional score, but you know, you see some of these like really cheapy indie movies that don't even have a score, or they're just kind of like half-assed or something. But this one was like really. This was like some Harry Potter shit or something like that. It had like a really nice like Hollywood style score. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's a flick.
I don't know. I might even like bump this up to movie. I don't even think this was a flick.
Okay.
Flick. Well, flick kind of implies like a garbage movie, but in a good way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, see, the thing is like a lot of those 70s British movies like we're talking about, mm-hmm. I kind of consider them to be flicks, though, in a way.
Yeah. I guess you could make that argument.
They were low budget, you know what I mean? But yeah. they were effective, though. They did what they were supposed to do.
I mean, when I'm thinking about flick, I'm thinking about something like Blood Feast.
Yeah, that's a flick.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, that's unapologetically a flick. I feel like even if something costs the same to make as Blood Feast, but was trying to be like classy as shit. Like, look at what Roger Corman did with the Edgar Allan Poe adaptations. I would not call those flicks.
It's spiritual. You know what I mean? It's a spiritual thing. Because Escape from New York's a flick, but that's one of my favorite movies. One of my most favorite flicks, I guess. It's a good one. You know what I mean? But, you know, you can tell it has an underground feel to it, and it was trying to be like a movie of its time, like, you know, like Warriors or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like that.
That's true.
They were into gang movies. That was starting to come about, you know?
Yeah, my favorite thing was all the gangs that were like, you know,
gang
had
movies.
Well, they all had like, they were all clothing coordinated. I thought that was really nice.
Yeah.
How everybody had meetings. They had a weekly gang meeting so they could decide like what the theme of their outfits was going to be that week. Between all the drug dealing and rape and murder.
Certain elements of Escape from New York, I think, kind of came from like Death Wish 3, though, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Death Wish 3 might have been after or before. I'm not sure, but it didn't really matter.
Mango said about 2000 Maniacs. I love 2000 Maniacs. But you know what? Herschel Gordon Lewis, the movie of his that a lot of people don't talk about that I like was Color Me Blood Red. I don't know why. I just always have kind of a soft spot for Color Me Blood Red. I mean, I like 2000 Maniacs, too. Didn't they make I think they made a sequel of that I'm pretty sure I saw, but I can't remember.
I don't remember
what happened.
I never saw it.
You'd probably like those. Those are definitely flicks. super cheap.
Lost my little feed here.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've talked probably about half an hour for this, so.
Okay.
You know what I mean? All right. So this is our last live stream of the week. We'll be doing another one on Saturday night for our regular episode.
Yeah, I think Sophie's going to be here.
And
huh?
Sophie will be here. Yeah. She'll be here on the next two, probably. And she'll probably be on some shit that we record, too.
Right.
Not the movie review this week, but probably the one next week. And
we'll put her to work.
Yeah.
Make her do some stuff.
Well, yeah, because otherwise she's just going to be sitting back there.
Yeah, I'm
going
to make her fill in for me.
You don't even want to be on the show.
I ain't going to be here.
You're going to take a vacation.
I'll take a vacation. She's going to use her as my stand-in. No, I wouldn't do that.
We'll make her do the show by herself.
Yeah.
It's like that we can both do.
We're going to go get some McDonald's. Gotta get a pizza.
You take care of this.
She's vegan. I don't even feed her. You stay here. We're going to get something. We're going to a Chinese restaurant. I don't think there's anything vegan in China. The fucking Koi Wan China buffet.
Oh, there is. There's all kind of salad stuff and
vegan,
and some kind of like, well, yeah, that's the thing. Well, that's the thing with buffets. It's like you don't know. If it's, you know, vegan in the thing, you don't know if it's touched. Like,
yeah, been over there with cutting it on the same cutting board.
On the cutting board as the meat or cooking it on the same thing as the meat.
You know they're
or
doing that.
Yeah, I'm sure they probably are. They say they're not, but they're just like, yeah, we're not doing
that. Guys are working fast, man. They don't care.
Don't
worry about the white people.
They're like, whatever. I'm
they're
not
just white people.
It. I'm not gonna eat it.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not worried about it. Yeah.
What's funny is you go to a Chinese buffet now and they don't have Chinese people working in there. They're running it, but it's everybody in the kitchen's from Mexico and Honduras and Nicaragua.
Well, that's who needed jobs at the time.
Yeah.
Are you guys hurricane and flooding safe? So far, we'll see. We've been through a couple of hurricanes at this house, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I think houses in this part of the country in Florida, you have to have, it has to be hurricane safe up to it. Although I think if it's older than a certain time and it's grandfathered in, and then you're on your own. But the newer stuff, they have to have all the hurricane safety measures.
Yeah, and you know, we have generators and everything, so if you lose power, I just pump power back into the house.
We still have gasoline for that, don't we?
Because I got gasoline.
Yeah, because we were afraid that one was going to hit before, and so we bought gas, but it never hit. So yeah, we have generators, we have all kind of shit. We'll be all right.
Yep.
And I don't think the flooding would have to be pretty high, like to mess up our house.
We're not near the ocean.
Well, no.
Nope.
Yeah, so we should be all right. All right, so that'll do it for our review of An English Haunting and all of the other tendrils that we went off on like we always do. So we will see you guys again live on Saturday. Sophie will be here, and it'll all be a fun time. We'll all drink. We'll talk about some fun shit. Well, yeah. It's probably not fun shit.
Have to figure out the damn camera angles.
Yeah, we'll have to just like put her in the middle.
Yeah.
We'll figure something out.
We'll have to move way back here. We'll have to get that fucking laptop over here on a table.
Yeah.
So we can back up to get all three of us in camera.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, we'll figure it out. We got time.
Yeah.
All right. So thanks, you guys, for dropping by, and we will see you in a couple of days. Bye.